showing gratefulness to Allah Ta'ala for that day. So that is one type of situation that comes upon us. Another type of situation that comes upon us that is not pleasing to us. And many a times it happens. Sometimes things come that we are not happy with. We lose a near and dear one. Sometimes happens that we are not happy with a situation. Now, when that type of situation comes upon us, we are supposed to resign ourselves to the decree of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should think that Allah has kept some benefit in that which we cannot discern. We should not complain unnecessarily. We should have a degree of sabr, a degree of resignation, a degree of accepting Allah Ta'ala's decree. If there is anything from the worldly point of view that we can do to alleviate that difficulty, by all means, we are commanded by Allah Ta'ala to do it. If there is sickness that comes upon us, Allah has commanded us to go to the doctor and take medical aid and assistance. That is something that we are supposed to do. But after we have done whatever is within our capacity, we make tafweed and we resign ourselves to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision. Now, after understanding that, why does difficulty come upon us? The question many a times people ask, why does Allah Ta'ala bring about difficulty upon us? It is important for us to understand this. Brothers, you and I, we are living in this world. Allah has put us here as a test. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Holy Quran, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. I have created life and death to test who does righteous deeds. This whole life is a test that Allah Ta'ala puts us through various conditions to see our reaction. The situation itself is not the objective. The objective is how do you react to those situations. Now, if you regard this worldly life as a test, now let us put ourselves in a test that we are writing to pass an examination as part of our student days. So when you look at that type of test, how do you find those tests? You will find questions that you and I would regard as easy. But this is an easy question. I can finish it up very quickly. I understand it. Then you will find that there are questions that are challenging, that are difficult for you to answer. And many, many lecturers and many students will also know that high marks and high grades are achieved not on how you answer the easy questions. High grades and high marks are normally given to students how they respond to the challenging questions. In a similar manner, Allah Ta'ala in this world puts us through these type of challenges. And what you and I sometimes fail to understand, and it is always good to remind ourselves, that even the easy conditions is also part of the test. Allah Ta'ala in Surah An-Naml so beautifully makes mention, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is the grace of Almighty Allah. Hazrat Maulana Sajjad Nomani, Maddazillu al-Ali, one of our great contemporary scholars, he says a very beautiful thing. He says that many a times this portion, هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي, many of us, we put it in our homes. When we get a new car, we put up a sticker. But he say we are very, very intelligent. We are very clever. We never complete the ayat. هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي, this is the grace of Almighty Allah. You know, what is the next portion of the ayat? لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. This is the grace of Allah. Allah gave you wealth. Allah gave you children. Allah Ta'ala gave you good. But why did He give you? لِيَبْلُوَنِي, to test whether you are grateful or ungrateful. Now, when easy conditions come, by and large, brothers, no one regards it as part of the test, much to our detriment. And there's a hadith of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, remember Allah Ta'ala in ease, Allah will remember you in difficulty. Remember Allah in ease, Allah will remember you in difficulty. We don't remember Allah in ease when difficulty comes, then our voices are foreign to the angels who take up the message of ours to Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, in another hadith it comes that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, when a person remembers Allah in ease, then in difficulty when he remembers Allah, now obviously there is a change in his tone. There's a change in his tone. You can see the change in his tone. So when there is a change in his tone, the angels go and say, oh Allah, this banda used to remember you in ease. Now he's in difficulty. Oh Allah, he's crying out to